so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Welcome back and happy Monday. It is January 28th. Brian and Sam here with you for a quick weekend recap. We both had fairly busy weekends ourselves. Didn't get to watch as much sports as we would have liked, but we definitely were able to check out the Pro Bowl, which is where we'll open. It's such a bad game. Like, maybe they should really, like, realistically make it a flag football game. I don't know what they should do, but, like, when you run the ball, you don't run the ball. You run a yard and then get touched, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm down.
Yeah, exactly. And the refs were way too happy with the whistles, and, like, I'm Midwestern boy, grew up cheering for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Like, I want to see some in between the tackles or maybe some, like, zone reads or whatever, where I see a broken tackle and a guy break a big run, and there was none of that today.
Yeah, very boring game. Mitch didn't get in until the end of the first half and then started the second half. Not too much. Kyle Fuller had an interception. I think he's the first Bear with an interception in a Pro Bowl since, like, Vasher in 06. And they had eerily similar statistical years, Fuller and Vasher. But I'll take Nathan Vasher 10 times out of 10 over Kyle Fuller.
Yep. Just saying that name brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, people forget he originated the field goal return for a touchdown.
Yep.
He did it in the orange jerseys against the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this about the Pro Bowl. They did a much better job this year of making, like, the skills competition more fun for everyone. Like the water bucket thing, dodgeball, all sorts of this stuff. The quarterback accuracy thing was, like, it was okay, but it was certainly something cool. It would be awesome to get, like, each position, you know, throughout the day and then have different guys go at it.
Yeah, and like you said, with the skills competition, like the week leading up to it, especially just because football is the most physical sport of the major sports, really,
yeah,
and that guys aren't wanting to cause injury. The game, like, if there were a half dozen tackles that even, like, guys were on the ground for, I'd have been surprised. And like you said earlier, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they moved to more of, like, a 7-on-7 type format with, like, captains or something like that. But yeah, the week leading up to it was exciting. And then according to George Kittle's Instagram story, Mitch Trubisky was the first one out in a round of AFC-NFC dodgeball, which you can spin it and say that he's not going to waste his time playing a child's game. And he doesn't want to twist an ankle. He's
a career man.
Exactly. He's got the future of the franchise in mind. So yeah, leave the dodgeball chucking to the running backs and tight ends.
Absolutely great call there. Another Bear that made a low light in the dodgeball game was Akeem Hicks going Titanic, spreading his arms, and then getting a ball just drilled in the chin, even with, like, the slowest reaction time in the world. But another great thing to come out of that weekend was Akeem Hicks going on Instagram Live and there being a Bears, young Bears fan with him, saying Cody Parkey isn't going to screw us up next year. and Hicks just going, oh no. This is on my life. It felt good.
That was an all-time moment, and it was just like, finally, like you see the stuff that you can't really control, and he's just like, oh boy, what have I gotten into? Mm-hmm. But God, that kid's an all-star in my mind.
Absolutely. He was in the right place. The last thing to mention is Jamal Adams is officially public enemy number one in Chicago, sacking, physically hitting Mitch Trubisky on a flea flicker. It's an all-star game, guy. It's a Pro Bowl. Why are you trying so hard? What is the deal here? You're not going to get a contract from the Bears by playing like this.
Yeah, Sean Taylor would have liked that hit, but I don't think many others would. Yeah.
R.I.P. Yeah, I mean, like, it's fun to watch for 5 minutes. I turned it on for five minutes, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then, like, Adam Thielen threw a double pass that was nowhere near the receiver, and it got intercepted by Jamal Adams. Yeah. Surprisingly enough, and I was like, "All right, I'm done with this. This is no fun."
Yeah, and my dad almost had a conniption seeing Brian Urlacher wearing a Cowboys pullover.
People were freaking out.
Yeah, just because the Cowboys and the Chargers coaching staffs were the coaches, and that was the only rain gear there was. So it was funny seeing Patrick Mahomes donned up in Chargers pull over, and anybody on the NFC side, Brian Urlacher, you name it, whoever.
Yeah.
Rocking that stuff, which is pretty darn funny.
Yeah, and, you know, to just the last point, I guess, is Jason Garrett had a team full of the best players in the entire conference and only managed 7 points offensively. So,
right, exactly.
How does that make you feel?
That's just, oh, man.
Speaking of All-Star games, we had the NHL All-Star game this weekend. Metropolitan Division wins it all. I actually love the NHL All-Star game. I love how they redid it. It's the three-on-three is so much fun. And, like, you don't have to be physical. It's, like, super fast-paced. Even when there aren't a ton of goals, it's up and down, up and down. And, you know, like, guys are getting good shots off. Goalies are making great saves. It's so much fun. I think, of all the games, I think they have the best one.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And another kind of funny idiosyncrasy of that one was because they played two halves. You kept hearing Pierre McGuire, Jeremy Roenick on the bench and stuff say, period, 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 after all this stuff. And Eddie O and Doc are having to kind of come for him and say halves and stuff. But it was like there were obviously some absolutely jaw-dropping goals. But the saves that, like, Pekka and, like, Devin Dubnyk got hot in a few of their games, those were the most memorable moments for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see because you've got lines just stacked with so many skilled guys.
Yeah.
Like, Crosby and Ovechkin together is one of the most deadly two-man lines in the history of any sport. But then you throw in a third of pretty much whoever you want, and it's just going to make it that much better and that much more difficult to defend. But that was fun.
And we got to see that last year, and it was just an absolute blast.
The skills competition also in the NHL is getting much better. The hardest shot, the accuracy shooting, the passing, the obstacle course. And then the biggest highlight of the weekend for them in the racing or the speed challenge, Kendall Coyne, one of the top female hockey players for Team USA, just blazing around the ice, like unbelievably fast. She went, I think, 14.3 seconds. It was incredible.
Top speed of like 23 miles an hour and like her hair just flying behind her. Yeah. What was really cool about like kind of the, I can't remember if it was NBC Sports or NHL on Twitter, but all the replies saying, oh, my daughter wants to do this. The excitement that young girls were having for hockey. Like you kind of get cheesy at this point, but it's just awesome, awesome to see.
The little things. It's the little things that matter most. You know, as our good friend Rico Bosco always says, some things are bigger than sports. And this was definitely one of those moments. But, yeah, I mean, it's a shame that the noise kind of got drowned out for the NHL, this weekend. But as long as you can get a couple highlight moments, get them going on social media, I think people tune in next year and the year after, and that's how you build. Last thing, MLB free agency, still no one has signed. That's all. That's all we have, folks. That was our weekend. As always, you can check us out, letmebefrankblog.com. Got a great show coming Wednesday. 5 Minute Fridays, we'll be back this week. And Sam, we'll see you next weekend.
Good deal. See ya.